listener production.
Hey, it's Amy Ross with you. It's officially been a year since Spring Street capped regional V-Line fares. But while it might be cheaper around the state, it's not all been smooth sailing, with reports of major overcrowding on some services. Paul Westcott from the Public Transport Users Association says while it's good more people are using V-Line, service frequency is the key.
Yes, fares are a factor, and this massive cut has certainly obviously been beneficial, but unless you can increase the number of services, it doesn't really matter how expensive or cheap the fare is, it doesn't make them more available.
The October 2022 floods lashed much of central and eastern Victoria, and now an inquiry into insurers' responses to major flood claims is heading to the region. It'll be in Rochester on April 18 and Heathcote the day after. Committee Chair Dr. Daniel Molino says there's a specific goal to the inquiry.
So the industry has already undertaken some analysis of how it can lift its game, but the Parliament has decided to undertake an inquiry to look at whether there might be some regulatory tweaks that could be put into place to strengthen the ways in which the sector is regulated.
Things are looking bright at the Inverloch Bowling Club thanks to some new lighting upgrades. The new lights are a part of the club's redevelopment project, which has also seen a new green rolled out. Shepparton will be home to the only electric rubbish truck trial in the country. Waste service provider Foot will be leading the trial in collaboration with CMV Truck and Bus Shepparton to help workshop more sustainable waste transport solutions. CMV manager Brody Gray says Foot was the only business selected nationwide to conduct the trial.
To see how an electric truck goes in the market on the day-to-day waste of collecting industrial and household waste.
And world champion snowboarder Alex Pullen will be honoured in Mansfield, a new sports ground at Mansfield Secondary College to be named after the former pupil.